Matthew 6:25-34. Do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you not worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Abby, and I'm the children and youth worker here. And while you guys are being super industrious on your glasses, I was wondering if maybe you could put them down for a minute and come and just sit in front of me here, because your faces are beautiful and I would love to see them. Thanks very much. And what I need, that's it. What I need is I need a volunteer who's going to help me. Liam, you would be perfect. Because this morning we are thinking a little bit about worry. And I wonder if you guys have anything that you worry about. Do any of you guys have anything that you worry about? Liam, what do you worry about? Liam, you said you'd be my helper, so come and stand here. And you can put my backpack on. And Kian, could you take out one of those books? And we're going to pretend that that book is The Worry of Mysteries, and you're going to put it in Liam's bag for me. Thank you. Anything else that we worry about? Ryan, what do we worry about? The unknown. The unknown. Oh, that's another book, Kian. So we worry about the unknown. Anyone else got anything that they worry about? Sarah. Family's health, our health. That's another one. Anyone else got anything that we worry about? Amy. My husband. You're not the only one who worries about your husband. We love him. We do love him. Anyone else got any worries? Joy.
Money.
More worry about money. How's that feeling? Is it okay at the moment? It's okay at the moment. Any other worries that we have? Global warming. I hate to say the dreaded B word, but Brexit. What was that? Coronavirus. Are you doing okay? Well, Sarah. The third world. Anyone else got anything that they worry about? War. Injustice, war, and yes. Have we got any more room? You might need the other pocket as well. We'll give you another bag if there's not enough room in that bag. Because I've got lots of bags, it's fine. Anyone else, anything that we worry about? I worry about what people will think about me. about people's expectations of us. That's two. Have we run out of books? Oh, it's okay, we got some more. I will get there, it's all right. Don't panic, Paul. Titch is anticipating that we have a lot of worries. As a church. Ryan. Tests and school and exams. That's the big worry that we have.
We didn't have any
more space. No more space. Any other worries that we have? What about losing our toys? James is worrying about his son's back, so maybe let's put some more in the front. Liam.
Those handles aren't very good. I would hold it by the other handles.
Trust me, I've had that accident before. At the moment, I'm pregnant, so I worry about my baby quite a lot. I also worry about wetting myself in public. Welcome to pregnancy. Ryan? Ryan?
Getting hurt.
We've got some more. Dying. So, you feel like your arms are going to break. We have absolutely bowed Liam under the weight of our worries. All of our burdens. Thank you very much, guys. That was great. And you know what? We do worry about a lot of things. And these are things that, yes, we are rightly worried about. But did you know that there are experts that are telling us that the modern teenager is as stressed out the average high school student today has the same level as anxiety and stress as the average psychiatric patient did in the early 1950s. So somebody who is actually hospitalized, who was given medication of some kind, has the same amount of stress as teenagers today. And that's just talking about teenagers, parents. I mean, you've got your teenagers. So you've got your stress and you've got their stress as well. And we've all got different things which make us worry. I worry quite a lot about what I wear. In case you hadn't noticed, I quite like fashion. I know it's not always obvious. But I do. I quite like fashion. And I like looking good and looking at what people have to say about what I wear. I need another volunteer. I'm going to choose Seska. I know you haven't put your hand up, but would you come out for me, lovely? Would you be really brave? Thank you. So, Seska, you're going to be a little version of me today. And for the moment, I'm going to look at you through the lenses of everybody else. I'm going to look at myself. hand. At the moment, Seska is looking beautiful, but that's because she's not looking very much like me. I worry about what I wear. And then I look in my wardrobe, and all I can seem to find is the rubbish stuff. I can never find what looks good. Do you think you could find it at me? And I worry that I'm going to look silly in front of my friends, in front of my work colleagues. And I look and I go, oh, look at all these people around me. They look really cool, and I want to look like them. So I'll try and put on something that I think looks like what they would wear, and I end up in something like this, or a cow costume. And then I look at my shoes and I think, oh, I like my shoes, but Kian has got far cooler shoes than me. Kian, you've got some nice kicks, mate. And so I look at my shoes and I think, oh, maybe I should change my shoes. So I put on new shoes. I can't see anything. And then I look at Ruth and I think, oh, she's so clever. Maybe I have not studied enough. And actually, what can I possibly give to her? What wisdom can I give if I haven't studied enough? So maybe I need to study some more. And I get things like skills of life out, and I start looking at that and going, oh my gosh, maybe I haven't done that enough. And then I look at somebody else. I look at Emma Diaz and I think, oh, she has lost her baby weight really fast. Maybe when I have the baby, I'll need to go and start doing some exercise straight away. I'm not going to, by the way, but maybe I need to do something a bit more sporty in my life because I don't do enough of that. And then I look at other people's relationships and I think, oh my gosh, my husband is wonderful, but he's not a Christian. And what does that mean? Did I marry the right person? And I worry about that. I did. He's wonderful. And then I look again in the mirror and I think, oh my goodness, Abby, you have got so many grey hairs coming through. And I end up thinking that this is what I look like. What do you think? Twins? No?
Yeah.
No. And that's because what I've done is I've looked through the lenses of what I think everyone else sees, and I've gone, I am not good enough. I am not enough. Seska, you are fabulous. Thank you so much. But what I haven't done is I haven't looked at myself through God's glasses. And now these glasses are better. Because these glasses look at me with love. And they go, you know what? Don't worry about all this stuff. Don't worry about it. And Jesus even goes on further to say, look, has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever got taller by so much as an inch?
No?
So it doesn't matter what you wear. That's not going to make you taller or a better person. What about the wild flowers? God has made even the grass look beautiful. I don't know how many of you have been out to have a look at any of the flowers at the moment. How many of you have seen some flowers coming up? Yeah? What have we seen? Do we know? Some daffodils have started coming up. crocuses, snowdrops. I saw a group of violets the other day, which was beautiful. And some of these flowers are absolutely tiny. But they are stunning. They are so beautiful. And God has made even the ground that looks bare and dark at this time of year look absolutely stunning. And so when he looks at us, how much more do you think he sees something that is beautiful? When God talks to us, when Jesus is talking to us in this, he's telling us that actually, when we stop looking at ourselves through God's glasses, then we stop trusting in what God has in store for our life. Everyone's worried about the scissors in the toddler's hand, so I just thought I'd pause. When we stop looking at ourselves through God's glasses, we stop trusting that he knows what's going on. We stop trusting that he's got this. And what I'm not talking about is worrying about the big things and saying, oh my gosh, let's bring this to God. I'm not saying that we need to be lazy or stop working hard. We still need to do all of those things. But what we need to do is put God back as our focus. Put God back in the center and look through his lenses and say, okay, God, when I'm doing this together with you, what can we do? So God, if I'm going to study, what should I study? Jesse, what do you think God thinks you should study? Not sure. So let's ask him in the prayers, maybe. When we bring ourselves to God and put ourselves back into his hands, he can take us on amazing journeys. And he has amazing things to do with us. So let's trust that we are as beautiful as he sees us. That we are as equipped as he has made us, and that we will do wonderful things when we put him back in the center. So that bag of Bibles may have seemed too heavy for Liam, but that's because we don't need to carry around 32 Bibles. Liam, if I just gave you one Bible, how easy is that for you to lift? One-handed. If I gave you a Bible in a phone, would that be even lighter? Yeah. We have access to God's Word. And you know what? This is great and gives us amazing guidance. But we also carry God with us every day. And that's even lighter. God is with us every day. He is working with us every day. And with him, all things are possible. So let's leave those worries to him and say, actually, we will do this with you, God. You lead me first, and I will follow. Thank you very much. You have done some amazing listening. You've done some amazing dressing up. And now we are going to worship a little bit more. So if you'd like to stand and sing with us, I'll hand over to the band.